Welcome to another episode of IELTS Radio Station, where we help you speak with confidence and clarity. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a very important and frequently tested IELTS speaking topic, family and relationships.
Absolutely. This is one of those evergreen topics that appears in all three parts of the test, and it's one of the most personal too. So it's a great chance for candidates to really show their ability to talk about real-life situations and feelings.
Part 1. Introduction and interview.
All right, let's kick things off with part 1, where the examiner asks you general questions about everyday topics. Here's a common one. Question. Do you live with your family? Sample answer, band 6.
Yes, I live with my parents and my younger sister. We've been living together since I was born. It's nice because we support each other.
Okay, that's a decent band 6 answer. It's simple and on topic. But how can we improve this answer?
Well, it could use a little more detail and vocabulary variety. For example,
improved tip. Try using descriptive adjectives and a compound sentence.
Yes, I live with my parents and younger sister in a small apartment near the city center. It can get a bit crowded, but I enjoy the closeness and daily support we give each other.
This would push the response into band 7 territory.
Let's try another one. Question. How often do you spend time with your family?
Sample answer, band 7. I try to spend time with my family every evening. We usually have dinner together and talk about our day. On weekends, we might watch a movie or go for a walk.
That's a solid band 7. It uses a variety of sentence structures and shows regular habits. But still, we can make it more vivid.
For instance, adding a personal touch or example might help.
On Saturdays, my dad and I cook dinner together. Last week, we tried making lasagna for the first time.
That kind of story makes the answer memorable and more engaging.
Final part 1 question. Who are you closest to in your family?
Sample answer, band 8. I'm closest to my older brother. We've shared many experiences growing up, and he's always been there to advise and support me. We have similar interests, so we spend a lot of time together.
This is a great answer. It explains why they're close and adds emotional depth. The use of phrases like advise and support me and shared experiences give the response a band 8 quality.
And notice the use of present perfect and present simple together. Very effective.
Part 2, long turn. Speaker 1. Now let's move on to part 2, the long turn. Here's a cue card that comes up often. Describe a family member you admire. You should say who the person is, what they are like, what they have done in your life, and explain why you admire them.
Sample answer, band 7.5. One family member I truly admire is my grandmother. She's in her late 70s but remains active and full of life. She's always been a pillar of strength for our family. Growing up, she taught me the importance of kindness and perseverance. I admire her for her wisdom, her ability to stay positive in tough times, and the unconditional love she offers to everyone around her.
That's a great structure. First, give basic information, then describe personality, then share influence. But how do we take this to a band 8 or even 8.5?
We can add richer vocabulary and better transitions, like,
I look up to her not just because of her strength, but also because of her grace under pressure. During the pandemic, she supported us emotionally, even when she herself was sick.
This adds depth and shows the ability to express abstract ideas.
Part 3, discussion. Speaker 2. Let's move into the analytical part of the test. I mean part 3. In this part, the questions are more abstract. Here's a common one.
How have family structures changed in your country in recent years?
Sample answer, band 8.5. In recent years, the traditional extended family structure has shifted towards nuclear families in my country. Factors such as urbanization, economic pressures, and changing societal norms have contributed to this change. While extended families offered a strong support system, nuclear families provide more independence but might lack the same level of support.
This is a well-developed answer. It shows cause and effect relationships, uses formal vocabulary like urbanization and societal norms, and compares two systems.
Let me give you a tip. Use words like consequently, due to, whereas, however, to organize your ideas and demonstrate coherence.
And one more question. What roles do grandparents play in families in your country?
Sample answer, band 8. Grandparents often play a crucial role in childcare, especially when both parents are working. They pass down cultural values and traditions, and their life experiences offer valuable lessons to younger generations. their involvement strengthens family bonds and provides emotional support.
Again, great use of abstract vocabulary. Cultural values, life experiences, emotional support. These phrases are golden in the IELTS test.
So, how can you boost your band score when talking about family?
Be specific. Use examples from real life. Use emotional language. Relationships are about feelings. Vary your grammar. Use present, past, perfect, and modals. Upgrade vocabulary. Words like support system, mutual respect, guidance, or bond go a long way.
And don't forget to practice with a timer and record your voice. The more you listen to yourself, the more confident you'll sound.
That wraps up today's episode on family and relationships. We hope it gives you the insight and tools you need to push your speaking score higher.
Thanks for tuning in. Next time, we'll talk about education and learning, another core IELTS topic.